AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Bad weather hit South Carolina. The National Weather Service says a likely tornado has ripped siding off homes and down trees in the Charleston area. No immediate reports of injuries. A flash flood watch remains in effect for the area. A fun day designed to introduce new international college students to Seattle turned into a nightmare when a duck boat tour vehicle collided into their charter bus on a busy bridge. Brad Volm was driving an SUV that got caught up in the accident.
It all happened so fast. I didn't really get a chance to see so much. So I got out of my car and there were just bodies just everywhere, just people laying in the street.
Officials say four students were killed, dozens injured. Two are in intensive care. Pope Francis is spending the night in New York City. It's his first appearance there, and he singled out American nuns for praise.
The rock star treatment of Pope Francis continued in New York, where the pontiff took a brief ride on a Pope Mobile down Fifth Avenue to St. Patrick's Cathedral, receiving the cheers of thousands both inside and outside the historic church. During Vespers, Francis got a standing ovation when he thanked American nuns for their courage in the face of a now rescinded crackdown from Rome.
Hermanas y madres de este pueblo, quiero decirles gracias.
Pope also expressed condolences to Muslims for the Mecca stampede that killed hundreds. And reading in English, he blessed St. Patrick's, now gleaming white, after a $177 million renewal. Warren Levinson, New York.
In two separate speeches in Washington, the Pope commended U.S. bishops for their response to the clergy's sex abuse, saying he understood they had suffered greatly because of shame from the scandal. Judy Jones with SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, doesn't think that was enough.
If he would fire bishops, demote them, and defrock them, he can do that in a minute. He doesn't need a tribunal. He has all the power.
Vatican spokesman denies the Pope has given short shrift to their suffering. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen Supervisory Board is meeting to discuss who to name as CEO after Martin Winterkorn quit the job over an emissions rigging scandal. Jane Fonda says she plans to continue her effort to prevent teenage pregnancies through the Georgia-based nonprofit she founded in 1995.
We have to get into every school with well-trained teachers teaching at an age-appropriate level about how the body works.
Fonda celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Georgia Campaign for Adolescent Power and Potential at a gala in Atlanta. Kansas City Royals are the first American League team to wrap up a playoff berth. The Royals are the AL Central champs after a 10-4 rout of Seattle. Royals center fielder Lorenzo Cain drove in two runs.
We have to get into every.
Our next goal is to get back to the World Series and hopefully win. So we definitely have a lot of unfinished business.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.